This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And learn to love yourselves. My brothers and sisters, when you look in the mirror, you need to love what Allah has made you like. Be appreciative of the gift of Allah. This is what Islam teaches us. And this evening, we're talking about Islam. We're talking about togetherness. And this is why I started this way, to say, I'm your brother. Do you feel that? Do you feel the connection? Well, I do. I may see you and I see others, and I saw so many people even yesterday and today and every day. And wallahi, I try my best to feel this connection, and I'm here to share it with you because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْعَالِمِينَ. Indeed, from his signs is that he has created the heavens and the earth and the differences in your colors, your races, as well as your languages. It's a sign of the Almighty, His mercy, His greatness. It's not a sign for us to become people who dislike and detest one another. And this is why he caps the verse by saying, these are indeed signs, lessons for those who know, for those who have knowledge, for those who would like to understand. And if you look at Surah Al-Hujurat, again Allah makes mention of the origin of man, and he tells us you should not hate one another, dislike one another based on your race, based on, for example, the tribe you come from, the people you belong to, because ultimately you're all one. Allah says why he made us different colors, races, shapes, sizes, identity, etc. Let me mention the verse and then we talk about it a little bit more.
Ya ayyuha an-nas inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu.
Allah says, O people, we have created you from a single male and female. And we have made you into tribes and people. We have made you into different people, nations, tribes, etc. in order that you recognize one another. Today you look at me and you know who I am. Why? Because the mercy of Allah, He made me different from you. Imagine, I can see people, mashallah, that I recognize because I know their features have been made different as a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many times have you heard me give you the example of the number plate of a vehicle, which is necessitated because the vehicles look all the same? So if we all had to look exactly like whom we consider the model who's the prettiest or the most beautiful or the most handsome on earth, we would need number plates, subhanallah.